and welcome to Monday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with my mission accomplishment strategist, my partner in success in life, JT DeBolt.
Hey, JT. Babe. Welcome to Monday. Awesome to be here with you this weekend. To all of our friends out there in the Think Big Network, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and this is a cool week. This is, we're kicking off something brand new. Why don't you tell us this, hey, listen, I want you to tell the folks what the theme of the week is, because this was your baby.
Yeah, well, I mentioned last week in one of our calls, I was just talking a little bit about productivity and how to get more done in less time. So I thought we'd have a great week of just productivity calls and how to get more done.
Awesome. And I love this conversation. And it's like a few things that come up in the personal development or professional development world. I always have, you know, my own take on things, as you know.
We love it too.
So I have to, you know, kind of be transparent with the concept of productivity. I have seen it work very well, and I've also seen it do some damage, so to speak. And so I just want to dispel a few rumors or a few misconceptions about the word productivity. As Mia and I are discussing this, the term productivity is not meant to do more stuff. Okay. It's not about getting more stuff done. It's not about piling more work on your plate. It's not about doing more, hustling more. It's not about that. If that's what you want, go. There's lots of fanboys out there spewing Gary Vaynerchuk stuff. What I'm here to kind of share with you, what Mia and I are here to work with here, is the concept of getting stuff done but being effective. So when you hear the term productivity, as we share it, it's about effectiveness. Right, it's about getting more of the good stuff done, more of the stuff that really moves the needle. And that's, I think, as you were sort of going through the notes and we were talking about your ideas and my ideas, that's what I got from it.
Yeah, and it's really about getting being more effective in our businesses so that we can have more of our life to live.
Absolutely, yeah. And so I want to start, and I want everybody as you're listening to kind of think of two really important things. Okay, the first one is, from this week, what is it you want to get from this week? What do you intend to get from this week? This week may be a big week for you. I know it's certainly a big week for me. I know it's a big week for us. The question is, what is this week? What do you want to get from this week? And you can think in terms of results. That's fine. We all have to have targets that we shoot at. So what are the targets that you want to hit this week? The next question that I want you to consider is, what is the intention behind that? Meaning, what's your motivation? What's driving you to want to get up today? This is Monday, man. This is one of my favorite days of the week because there's so much opportunity, so much possibility. And depending on the attitude that you bring to it and the focus you bring to it, you will crush this week, right? Just kind of depends on your attitude, depends on your focus, depends on your intention for the week. So those are two very important points, your intention and also the kind of target that you're shooting at for getting there. So as you're thinking about those two, we're going to talk to you about the power of breaking down tasks into sizable chunks, right? So you were talking about this, you know, you bring this to me quite a bit. How do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time, right?
That's right.
So let's kind of break this down. Let's talk about how to set yourself up for not just a productive week, but a very effective week. First thing is, you talk about this all the time. This is one thing that I hear you say quite a bit, and that is to really focus in on one thing at a time. But you are also a fan of size matters. And that's not a double entendre here. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so how do you eat an elephant all at once? You have to break it down into sizable chunks. And what I mean by that is take any task, any accomplishment or achievement that you want to attain, and break that into 30-minute steps. So little focus points where you can focus and achieve it in a reasonable amount of time. So I like to say 30 minutes. So have like a 30-minute session in the morning where you can go and achieve that task.
Yeah. And I've talked about this in Flight School to Success. I've talked about it in all kinds of different things, even in Best Year Blueprint. And that is when you create a central focus on one thing, you're going to work on one very important task. You want to give yourself the opportunity to work on that one thing for a short burst of time, a sprint, because that allows you to pour your best efforts into it. And people think, well, no, I can work all day on this thing. I can work for an hour. But I challenge you to look at it differently. I challenge you to ask yourself, how can I give my best stuff right now for just 30 minutes and then take a 10-minute break and then re-engage it for another 30 minutes, right? Or a 5-minute break, just a break in between where you let your brain rest and give yourself an opportunity to kind of reset. But understand that in order for that to happen, you must get that break in there. There has to be that break. There has to be that time where you step completely away from the problem, the challenge, the project, whatever it is you're working on. Step away from it so your brain can rest, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like lifting weights. Mm-hmm. So if you're lifting weights in the gym, you don't always have to do like 30 reps all at once. So you take a break so that you can your muscles can rest. This is very much like building a muscle. So focus and productivity is building a muscle. And you want to do that in smaller chunks so that at first you can achieve. And in the long run, you can actually extend that time out.
Absolutely. And by the way, I'm a big fan of focus because all growing up as a kid, I was diagnosed with ADD and it was just reinforced. Oh, you don't focus very well. But there was something inside me, a drive that I had that just thought, man, I have to learn how to do this. This is a must for me. I'm not going to accept, you know, this notion that I'm somehow crippled mentally. So I worked really hard at it. And this is something that really does work. It's something that the more disciplined you can be about just focusing on one thing and not multitasking, not checking your email, not having your phone next to you, not being, you know, having 800 windows open where you're laser focused on one thing and one thing only. You give yourself that concentrated pocket of time, and then give yourself a chance to take a break and then get back into it for another 30 minutes or so. It makes a huge difference. And so I agree with you. I think this is, again, it's more than just productivity. It's about being effective.
So JT, I want to put you on the spot for a second.
Okay.
So I haven't ever been diagnosed with ADD, so I don't know how it feels to be told you can't focus. Mm. So how did you get over that?
Wow. That's a great question. The question, or I should say the diagnosis or the statement, the words that came out of their mouth wasn't as impactful as when I started thinking about what it meant. Right. So when they said, you know, you have ADD, that to me, especially back in the day, that those words meant nothing because it was so new. No, you know, not many people were talking about that. So there wasn't this sense that, you know, oh, this is a death sentence to your ability to concentrate or focus. It's when they described what it meant. And when I got a sense for what that meant, I was like, oh, this is something that I'm going to have to really, really work on. So as soon as I understood that I want to be a pilot, I have to go to college, I have to get good grades, I have to do all this stuff, I knew that there was not any way for me to just slough through it. I had to really, really focus in on it. And it was daunting. It was overwhelming, if I'm, you know, giving it one word. And it was frustrating. And I think anything you get when you're up against something, when you have a challenge, when you're working at something that really, really means something to you, and you're up against like the brick wall, you have a choice, right? You can either go over it, you can go under it, you can go around it, or you can go straight through it. And, you know, I took the path of going straight through it, which in the case of this was the right choice. Now, I'm not saying that's the way you always go through it, but to get over ADD was not at the time applicable because there just wasn't enough information about it. To go around it was definitely not applicable. So going through it made more sense at the time. Do I prescribe that as a cookie cutter approach to any obstacle? No, but definitely if somebody says you can't do something or you're diagnosed with ADD, step back and ask yourself, how much is this diagnosis really true? It might be, you know, but I'm not a fan of saying, and they gave me narcotics, they gave me Ritalin and they gave me that kind of stuff, but I was fortunate enough to have a caregiver, the doctor that was prescribing that was savvy enough and concerned enough for my well-being that he said, we're going to do this for a limited time and then wean him off. And eventually I learned the skill sets that we teach now. And that's what made the difference.
Would you say it was underlying a belief that you could overcome it?
I would say that definitely. There was a belief that I could overcome it, but you know, I was a young kid. I was probably, I think around 11, 10, maybe 10 or 11 years old. So that idea of, I believe in myself was not strong in my life. I, if anything, I had a lot of self-doubt and I just didn't, you know, very little self-confidence. So it was more of a, it was almost like a survival technique. You know, I was a must. Again, it wasn't one of those things where I was out to prove anything to anybody. I just thought, if I'm going to do this, I have to figure something out. So it took years to kind of get through that. Those are good questions though. So let's, the second part to this, if you really want to set yourself up for a productive and effective week, aside from just focusing on that one thing at a time and breaking it down into the sizable chunks, is we've got to take it one step at a time. One of the biggest challenges we have is getting overwhelmed, because when we get overwhelmed, we think we're going to have to take this whole thing on all at once. And then what do? When you get overwhelmed, what's the first thing that comes to mind, or the first thing you kind of feel?
Oh, my heart starts going really fast. I lose my ability to focus on anything.
Right. So what you're describing is kind of that fight or flight. And so when we get in that place, a lot of just animals in the animal kingdom, whether they're humans or other organisms, they will actually shut down. So what is that? What is shutting down? It's procrastination, right? Now, they're not thinking I'm procrastinating here, but we do that. We actually can internalize that. We can rationalize, I'm going to not do this. It's too hard. It's too frightening. It's too daunting. I need more information. I need more time. I need more money. I need whatever. So we start slowing things down. Listen, if you're up against the stops and you want to make this your most effective, most productive week, focus on one step at a time, all right? And I think the biggest thing is, when you start to gain that momentum and you just focus on that one step, what's the one thing you might do right now? The one thing, that's what's going to get you going. So if right now you're stuck, if right now you're saying to yourself, I'm overwhelmed or I'm having a hard time focusing, ask yourself this question and write this down. Ask yourself this one question. It's powerful. What might I do right now based on everything I have, based on the resources, the time, the whatever I have, what might I do right now that will give me one foothold to start moving forward? Does that make sense?
Yeah, this actually reminds me of a lesson that you taught about the Navy SEALs and slowing things down. Mm-hmm. So by slowing things down and realizing that every step gets you closer to your goal or gets you closer to that achievement of the task, that's how you build that muscle. That's how you build that habit of focusing on one step, focusing on that one task.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great analogy. And, you know, the idea is if you slow things down enough, then you have the opportunity to process what it is you're doing, what it means, and how to do it more effectively. So slowing down sometimes means doing just the one thing and not putting the pressure on yourself to have to get the whole project done. Now, if you've got a deadline this week, you have to be sort of pragmatic about this, right? You have to say, okay, I'm going to focus on the one thing with the preparation of trying to understand the next step and the next step after that. It's not enough to just simply say, I'm only going to do one thing. Poof, done. Great week, right?
Right.
You got to have to kind of have that forward vision of what's coming next. But what we're talking about here is to be more productive, to be more effective, to get past the overwhelm or past that sense like, ooh, this is too much. Just focus on the one thing you can do right now. All right. So this next one, in my estimation, I think you are the subject matter expert, at least out of the two of us. This next one, I think, is something that you do far better than even I do. Talk to us about what it means to batch.
Yeah, I love this subject because batching has allowed me to have the freedom to do more in less time. So when I mean batching, like, you can apply this to business, but you can also apply it to your life. So what's great about batching, if you don't know what it is taking similar tasks and doing it all at once. So for example, if you have in your business, you have to write emails, or you have to go and promote your business on Facebook, or you have to create videos. You do all of those things that, like, you plan to do three or four of them all at once, instead of taking one, recording it, editing the video, and then going on Facebook and promoting your video and doing all those things individually, and then going back to the drawing board and going back and recording another video. you record all of your videos because you have all the equipment set up. You have all your lighting set up. You have it all perfect. You have your makeup on if you wear makeup. And you have your
your hair done.
Your hair done. And everything is so much smoother, so much quicker, so much more effective when you can batch all of the similar actions and then take it to the next step. So just like we were saying, do it in 30-minute chunks. So maybe you create a video in one 30-minute chunk. You take a break. Do another video shoot in another 30 minutes and then take a break. Do another one. And maybe you just have a video day where you just create all these videos for promoting your business or creating that product that you want to take. And then the next day you do video editing for the entire day. So you get my point.
Absolutely. Ernest Hemingway had a great quote. He said, write drunk, edit sober. And it's funny because if you take it out of the literal sense, he really was saying, you know, like you could be drunk with ideas. You could be drunk with enthusiasm. You could be drunk with momentum. And that's when you write and you do it all. You just get it out and you're doing your work. So whatever that production looks like, whether it's video, like you were just talking about, whether it's writing, maybe it's doing the really crummy stuff, like the admin stuff, you batch that. You know, yep. You say, hey, this is the end of the day when I'm not necessarily at my focused, energetic place. That's when I'm going to check my email. Always tell people this because I have fallen into this. Even recently, I've caught myself checking my email earlier in the day. I'm thinking, okay, so you just squandered 5 minutes of your best part of your day on email. Ask yourself that question. What parts of the day are you at your best? Typically, people are at their best in the earlier parts of the day. I'm not telling you when they first wake up. You and I are early morning people. Some people aren't. My good bud Fern, he doesn't wake up until, he's later in the, you know, he's closer to noon or late morning when he gets up. But the thing is that a lot of people will wake up and they have more energy. They're a little more refreshed. They have more, they have a little more creativity. So whatever the earlier part of your day is, that's typically a great time to do your best work. The next part about that is to your point, you know, just kind of like Ernest Hemingway, you do it all at once and then you move on to the second part. So writing and editing are two different things. Filming and editing are two different things. Sending out emails, writing your ad copy and editing your ad copy or responding to the people that respond to you. Those are two different acts. Those are two different activities. So ask yourself, what are the result-driven tasks? What are the result-producing activities? And what are the support stuff? Keep those completely separate. Do them at different times. And that's probably the power of batching as far as I can understand it.
Yeah. And the other thing about batching is that's so great is that when you focus on that one task or the one action that you're taking over and over again, you are less distracted because you're focused on, okay, I'm going to create this many videos today. Mm-hmm. And then you're not going and looking for things online. You're not like going and checking your email. You're not going on Facebook. You're not doing the things that would normally just distract you from the task at hand. So maybe you just take the day away from the computer and you just focus on your videos. Like that is one of the best things that you can do for your business.
One test that I've given people, I've done this in both Flight School to Success, but I've also done it live when I do, business development workshops and things like this, is I'll have people for 20 seconds do their ABCs and 1-2-3s, right? So for 20 seconds, you write A, and then 1, B, 2, C, 3. So the number that corresponds to the letter in the alphabet. You do it for 20 seconds and see how far you can go. Then reset, do it for another 20 seconds, but you just write only your ABCs and then only your 1-2-3s and see how far you go. And, you know, some maybe 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, whatever it is. But the point is it'll show you with clear evidence that you are far better when you don't multitask, and then you're also far better when you batch. So when you just do all your letters, boom, you can fly through them because you're not thinking, what's the number that corresponds to this?
Yep.
When you write all the numbers, you just boom, you fly right through them because you're not, again, trying to be perfect or be precise. You're just doing the work. And so you actually become more precise. You actually get more done. You are more effective when you batch. So Great stuff. And just to recap today, what we've discussed is, you know, start your week off. Recognize this. It's not just about being productive for the sake of getting more done. It's about being effective so you get better work done. And that starts off with having a clear intention for what it is you want to achieve this week. What is the thing that you really want? What's the thing you want to get from this week? What are your big results? What are the big targets you're shooting at? And be intentional about that. Get clear on what's driving you to go after that. Then you get to work on it. Number one, focus on that one thing at a time task. And remember, as Mia said, size matters, right? Something that can be completed within 30 minutes. So do something you can get done in 30 minutes or break it into 30-minute sessions. Even if it's something you say, hey, it's going to take a couple hours to get this done, work for about 30 minutes, take a few minutes of a break, get back at it for 30 minutes, take another break, and so on. Next is to focus on one step at a time. If you feel overwhelmed ever, this is the best and probably most immediate step that I encourage you to take, is to focus on just the one thing. Ask yourself that question. What's one thing I might do right now just to get myself moving, to get myself moving down the track? And finally, batching. Batching means we're going to do all of a similar task all at once. And we're going to, you know, you're just going to continue focusing on that one thing. Maybe it's writing, maybe it's filming, maybe it's whatever. And then you get into the editing afterwards. But the point is, when you batch it, it allows you to be more focused on the one task. You'll be more effective at that type of task, and you'll get far more done. Well, I think that just about does it. Any final words before we tune out here for Monday?
No, I think you tied a pretty bow on that one.
Awesome. Well, listen, my friends, we're going to be coming at you again tomorrow. We're going to continue this theme throughout the entire week. We are officially calling this Productivity Week. So stay tuned again tomorrow where we're going to bring you another message on productivity.
This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads to your business through social media at thethinkbignetwork.com.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.